I'm going to make noise here, and I know it's early. It's now 6:07 in New York. It's 3:07 in Los Angeles and on the West Coast, but I'm going to make some noise here. That's the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Now, it's not as scary as you think. I always say it's the best $11 that you can spend because it is your life right in front of you. It's the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It's the biggest book you can get with no pictures, but all the pictures are your life because you live out the catechism and you really get into the depth of your faith. And I mention that because this Sunday is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And when you go into the catechism in paragraph 221, you will read that by sending his only Son and Spirit of love in the fullness of time, God has revealed his innermost secret. God himself is an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and he has destined us to share in that exchange. Think about that. Think about that. Just listen to that. And think about that as we go into the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity on Sunday. Let's talk about that right now with Bishop Donald Hine, the fourth bishop of the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Your Excellency, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Always good to be with you. Thank you.
Sorry to make all that noise by dropping the Catechism of the Catholic Church on the desk, but, you know, I was
just
used to make noise.
How big it is, right?
Well, it's big, but as a, you know, I always joke that it's the biggest book without any pictures, but really when you go through it, the illustration on every page is your own life. This is the roadmap to heaven.
Yeah, it's the culmination of, you know, 2,000 years of the church's reflection on the mystery of God, you know, what's been revealed to us. So I never read a section of it without just being inspired, renewed, formed, you know, deeper in our faith. I always say Catholicism is like a 5,000-room palace, and it's a Schönbrunn palace in Vienna. And maybe I'll get into 10 rooms in my lifetime because it's just so deep and rich and beautiful. But yeah, this Sunday is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and it may seem strange on first glance that we would dedicate a Sunday to meditating on the Trinity, but it really draws our attention to the absolute mystery, but also the beautiful revelation of God. So you can go through the whole New Testament and never find the word Trinity. So it took the church really 5 to 6 centuries of prayer, discussion, ecumenical councils, even conflict, to really get the language right in articulating the mystery of God. And yet, even
why
though
did
the word
it take
Trinity
so long?
Is not, I think because the church fathers and the popes and the leaders of the church realized that we needed to be very precise in articulating our understanding of God as one, you know, radically one on the one hand, but as a plurality of persons on the other. And you know, that was a very different mindset for people because the Jewish people saw God as one, clearly. Surrounding cultures saw many gods. No one said God is one and plural at the same time. So Christianity was new in that regard. So we can look at the scriptures and, you know, as I said, the word Trinity is not in the New Testament, and yet the reality of the Trinity clearly is, because Jesus reveals God as Father, he calls God Abba, reveals himself as the Son, and then speaks of the Spirit and sends the Spirit. So God left it up to the church to, you know, try to put inspired human language as a frame around that beautiful picture. So every time we recite the Nicene Creed, we're essentially articulating that ageless faith in the Trinity.
And how many times have you heard St. John Paul II, if you go back and you look either on YouTube or just Google some of his dialogue with us, where he always said that man lives in God and by God. And I think we understand that on an intellectual level, but getting deep down into the depths of our soul, how do we find the full truth of ourselves in the Trinity, Bishop Hine?
I think it's through a deep immersion in prayer and also clearly through the sacraments. I'm always struck when I'm talking to people that don't go to church. Usually one of the first things they'll say is, I don't need to go to church to be a good person. And I always say, you're right. I mean, you can be a pretty good person perhaps without church, but it reduces religion, it reduces our faith to ethics, you know, to what we do. But really, Catholicism is about fundamentally who we are or who we become in the Trinity. So first of all, it's about God seeking us out and drawing us into a depth of relationship with him. And that passage you quoted from the Catechism, John, is absolutely stunning, because I always think of the Trinity as this eternal gift of self to the other. So Father giving himself to the Son, Son and Father giving themselves, and the Spirit being generated from that, this eternal exchange. And I always think of heaven as us standing in the middle of that and sharing in that fullness of relationship. So for us as Catholics, that relationship has already begun, you know, beginning in baptism, continuing in the sacraments, and alive in us through prayer. So the mystics of the Church especially reveal to us that, you know, the Trinity dwells within our soul. You know, we can think of that passage in John's Gospel where Jesus says, those who love me and keep my commandments, we will come and dwell with that person and take up our abode in that person. So he speaks in the plural sense there, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So even now, if we drink deeply of the sacraments and prayer, we live in the Trinity and the Trinity lives in us.
Bishop Hyang, as we talk about Trinity Sunday that we'll celebrate this Sunday and this fuller understanding of the triune God, do you feel that now just on the heels of Pentecost Sunday, because some of us are a little ambiguous about the Holy Spirit or our relationship with the Holy Spirit, that we have a difficult time getting our arms around Trinity Sunday?
Yeah, perhaps. You know, I think we've always struggled with that, because how can God be one and yet plural at the same time? And
right.
I think, you know, we can picture God the Father, you know, even though God the Father has no image, but, you know, often he's depicted as an old man with a beard. We can certainly depict Jesus. You know, the Holy Spirit is usually depicted as a dove, and yet Holy Spirit is kind of, you know, that mystery of God, you know, that energy, that light of God. I find that when I need to ask God for pardon, for mercy, when I need to know that God understands my weakness, I turn to Jesus. When I need strength, when I'm awed by God's presence or just need to give glory and thanks, I pray to the Father. And when I need inspiration, energy, strength, patience, wisdom, I pray to the Spirit. So, I mean, we can always just pray to God, clearly, but I think each person within God offers us particular gifts.
Wow. Bishop Donald Hyang is joining us from the Diocese of Gary, Indiana, as we prepare for the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity coming up on this Sunday. We continue with Bishop Hyang later on this morning. Our spiritual directors, Monsignor Stuart Swetland and Father James Kubicki, on this Thursday at 15 after now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.